Hello, everyone, and welcome to Illuminating Minds Radio. This is Dr. Drona, Rev. Drona Wells. Forget about the Rev sometimes, but I am an ordained minister. And, you know, my minister, ministerial license, or whatever you want to call it, is based upon the left-hand path, you know? So I wanted to talk about something very, very, very interesting. I understand I got some people's feathers ruffled, but I'm here to tell you something really wonderful, okay? Something that even the Christians are going to love as well. But this podcast is going to be about black magic being done to you and hexes being done to you, evil eye that's being done to you that you don't even realize, okay? And what you can do to protect yourself, all right? But I'm going to start off this way, where I did mention about the whole Jesus doesn't exist, okay? I don't want to hurt anybody with that. I watched a show last night. It was a documentary called The Creating Christ. And there's a lot of proof to show that the Flavians had a lot to do with it, okay? They really twisted his words, and they ended up creating the idea of Jesus Christ. Now, and it's all based on truth. You can find out it's all scientifically proven, but I'm not going to give it away. I want you to watch the documentary yourself and you figure out what it is. But they prove a lot of things of why they did what they did. The Old Testament has been around for a very long time. That would be another story, okay? They took the Bible from the Jewish people because they were at war. The Romans were at war with the Jewish people. There was a big, huge war. There were a couple wars. And so they wanted to understand why the Jewish people did not fall into submission. They're like, hey, you know, we're not going to believe in you as gods. We're not going to believe in Caesar as a god. We have our own god that we rather believe in. And that was pretty cool because it prevented them from falling victim into slave mode from the Romans, okay? So their Yahweh God was, you know, hell, it did protect him from all of that. And so they were like, what the hell? What the hell's going on? Why are the Jewish people, you know, pretty much freaking smart? Hey, they didn't fall for our bullshit. So what happened was they went when they got into this horrible war and conflict, they ended up stealing their Torah because they wanted to understand what was going on with these people, why they believed in this God so much. Because the Roman emperors, the Flavians, were pagans, okay? So what happened was they understood everything. They learned about the Bible. They read the whole thing, and they realized, okay, they're waiting for a Messiah. So they waited for the specific Messiah, but this Messiah was going to be warlike, which was very similar to the Dead Sea Scrolls. And the Dead Sea Scroll was very, very... The Jesus or the Messiah, I'm not going to say Jesus, it was the Messiah. Their Messiah was actually very warlike. He was not portrayed as peaceful and loving like it was in the New Testament. So through the Old Testament, they were able to concoct a bunch of stuff and be able to create the New Testament, okay? But I don't want to, a lot of you are going to, oh, that's bullshit. Okay, well, watch the documentary and it explains everything to a T. I'm just putting everything together. But regardless whether he was concocted, created, it should not matter, okay? Because he's just like the pagan deities. And if someone came to me and said, oh, your pagan deity, Hecate or... Diana, you know, is bullshit. I'd be pretty pissed. I'd be pretty mad. But at the same time, I wouldn't, because I'm thinking, well, they may not have existed in this plane, but they exist in another frequency. And I'll tell you how. So Jesus does exist in another frequency, does exist on another plane, okay? He may not have existed physically, but that should not get in the way of your belief, because he can symbolize something beautiful. He symbolizes compassion. He symbolizes forgiveness. He symbolizes going within in a Gnostic sense, because there were Christian Gnostics back in the day, and him connecting with the Father inside of you, okay? And he talks about all this in the Dead Sea Scrolls. So this should not get in the way of your belief. And many people say, oh my God, I do. I've seen him before. And I know channelers that have even channeled him, okay? So I'm going to explain why this is. If he didn't exist, and how does he exist at all? Just like the pagan deities, how do they exist at all? How does Lucifer, who was the Greek god or Greek god or deity in mythology, which came way before thousands of years before he was ever thrown in the Bible, because they wanted to throw him in there so they can demonize him, so they could, they don't want people to be aware, they don't want people to have knowledge. And that's what Lucifer was about. He symbolized, anyway, he symbolized knowledge, he symbolized illumination from ignorance, because the more knowledge you have, you don't, you know, you're no longer ignorant, and you start to see the truth for what it really is, right? So he symbolizes that. And so I don't see Lucifer as somebody, you know, that I have to grovel and worship or whatever. I see him as a symbol of illumination, of the Renaissance, in other words, okay? So what happens is, you know, and my connection with Azazel even more, I've actually channeled Azazel several times, okay? And he's very, very real. Just like Jesus can be very, very real. And I'll tell you how this is possible. It's because there is a thing called egregores, okay? What an egregore is an energy that of a current, of a magical current that is created by people's belief in it so much that they actually create that energy, and they can tap into that energy through the memory, through the Akashic records, okay? And we call this, according to Michael Ford in one of his books, he's a Luciferian and a, you know, practicing magician, it's called the deific mask. By utilizing deific masks of specific deities, we can tap into those ancient energies of the people that tapped into those energies. And what it does, it helps us when we do ritual work. And we're able to tap into the essence, and we can feel that energy. And so we, you know, we dress up in a specific way, we feel the energy, and we create when we're doing a ritual. Okay, we're tapping into that egregore, that energy that was already created many, many thousands of years ago, okay, of that specific energy. So they tend to come alive. We feed it our energy, so therefore it comes alive, just like Jesus comes alive in a lot of people in a lot of ways. You understand? So I'm going to say again, Jesus is real, but he may not have existed in the physical plane. So therefore, when people push, or the priests push, you better believe in him because he was crucified and he died, and he died for you. He didn't even know you. He didn't even know me. How the hell did he die for you? Okay. So for, and he never really existed. Possibly. Maybe he existed under a different name. But to be thrown that for people to feel bad about themselves is a control mechanism by the Roman Empire. Okay. So you take it however way, but if you want to see Jesus in a different way, then that's entirely up to you. It's your prerogative. It's your life. And you can use a statue. You could put like a picture, and you can tap into that egregore and that energy to bring in blessings, to bring in protection in your reality, in your life. You see where I'm going with this? Well, that's the same thing applies in our belief as pagans. Whether it's, you know, paganism, witchcraft, because it is all, it's all paganism, and Christ is part of the pagan, Yahweh is part of the pagan pantheon. You know, I was hearing some different types of information that he was either the pagan pantheon of the Canaanite gods, or he came from a different, I think it was Zadokite, because from a book that I was reading, In His Image by John Lamb Lash. I am a big time reader. I'm not only a psychic reader, but I love to read books, okay? Whether it's real or not, I mean, he basically is really good at, translating the Aramaic text. He's really good with that. He can translate the Hammadi text. Is it called the Hammadi? Yeah, the Hammadi text, the Hagmadi text, and the Dead Sea Scrolls. All these other texts that are based in Aramaic, he can freaking read on. He can totally translate that, okay? And he can tell you exactly what they mean. And those were found later on in 1945, and it was based upon a messiah that was very warlike. He was actually in war with the Romans, and he was not like this peaceful, loving deity that the Flavians created for the people, okay? Because what they were trying to do, the Flavians, it was that they wanted to immerse in the culture of everybody. They were actually pretty cool in a lot of ways where they're like, you know what, you can bring your Christianity here, it's fine. You can bring your Judaism here, it's fine. You can bring your paganism here, it's fine. We accept everybody. But in order for them to get the votes from all the people, they had to create some specific motives, okay? And it was really for power too. But they were actually very loved, the Flavians. They were very loved, especially when they passed on, and they were seen as deities anyway, okay? So when we practice magic and, you know, certain types of trances, we go into trance, we go into the theta frequency, okay, of trance for the brain. And by doing that, we, you know, we do meditation, we do breathing, breath work, and we do chanting, and it puts us in that state of mind. And that is a very easy place where you could be hypnotized, because if you've ever gone through hypnotherapy, and I am a hypnotherapist, by the way, if you've ever gone through hypnotherapy, you would be put into a trance state, and therefore your sensations, your body, the chemicals in your brain would be very, very receptive to my suggestions. I can say, angels, please bring in the angels, and you'll feel the angels, man, you'll feel them. Because I had a hypnotherapist do that to me. Oh my God, I felt them. I started crying. It was amazing. You can feel other entities coming around you because your brain becomes more susceptible to other deities, other energies, or other suggestions. Okay? So when you're in this state of mind, you become receptive to ritual. So therefore, the conscious mind doesn't get in the way, the monkey mind that's always in the way and like, oh no, this is bullshit, this is not going to work, whatever. You push that monkey mind aside and you move that into the theta mind, where you're very receptive. So, you know, the chanting, the music, the candles, the incense, all of that, and then tapping into your deity, your preferred deity, if you will, and you tap into that, and it becomes more realistic, and your subconscious mind takes all of it in as truth. That is why ritual is so important and so needed. But yes, we understand the law of attraction, and oh, it works. All you gotta do is think about something and you'll be happy, and you can attract the thing that you want. But really, they fail to tell you when you are in the state of theta, you can attract. But when you're in the state of beta, it's very difficult because the conscious mind is there and you're very, very awake. You have to move into a calm, relaxed state, moving into theta, okay? And you'll be able to be more receptive in order to make that happen in your life. That's why when you wake up in the morning, you move into theta, you move into a theta trance state, and you become very receptive. And, you know, you're just waking up, and that is the perfect time to imagine the things that you want in your life. Just like when you are about to go to sleep, you move into theta and you can start to imagine, you know, utilize the power of imagination, which is used in ritual work and connecting with these deities to help you trigger the subconscious mind to act in a way that you want it to act. You understand? But really, that's how I see. This is how we, and I, you know, we witches, we pagans, magicians, we don't worship anything. We know that we are the God. We are gods already if we know how to utilize the power of our mind. Now, do we believe in a creator? Of course. We come from something. We come from energy. We come from molecules and protons and neutrons and chemistry. We don't know exactly what that is, but we come from that. That's how I see where we come from, okay? And it doesn't matter really when we're here, because we came here, we are here now, and we are here to shift reality the way we wish to shift it. And it's been done for thousands of years from other tribes, from the Native American tribes, from the, you know, the Andean tribes, you know, down in the Amazon, all over the world, they know this type of power, okay? And the elites know this power very well, totally, because they utilize hypnosis techniques on the masses all the time. So I had a question regarding Satanism, and there was a lady that asked, or somebody that asked, she goes, you know, I do believe in Jesus, and, you know, he came to me, and he connected with me, and that's cool. But what do you call the Satanism that does the adrenochrome and all that with the children? And I said, yeah, just like there are other branches of Christianity, just like Jim Jones getting his flock to drink the Kool-Aid to kill them, okay? And Dave Koresh from Waco, Texas, there are different branches of fanaticism. Same applies with Satanism. There are different branches of fanaticism. You got the atheist Satanists that don't believe in any God above them, and they just, you know, they basically practice that, hey, you know what, I just don't believe in any of that crap, and I only believe that I am God, and that's just it, okay? And therefore, they're free. And then, like the Satanic Temple, but they're doing a lot of things, a lot of wonderful works for people in the court system to free people from a lot of the bullshit that's being thrown in the color of law. And they know this, and they are there to help the citizens, you know, of America. And then you got the other Satanists that are theistic Satanists, and they actually believe in Satan. They actually believe in the energies of these deities, and they use them for ritualistic purposes, you know, to connect with that egregore, that energy, right? For their own reasons, for their own way. And then you got the other Satanists who are in control of the media, who are the Zionists that practice a lot of rituals, which include human sacrifice and babies and praying to Moloch, the owl, feeding it and everything, which is very similar to the Mayans, the ancient Mayan culture that were feeding the you know, what do we call it? Their gods, the virgins and everything. And it goes all the way back to even in the Incas, you know, tradition. So whatever type of primitive belief set is there, then that's what they're utilizing it for, okay? And I personally believe that that type of Satanism has to do with cannibalism. I don't really believe that these humans are really humans. I believe that they are of some type of interdimensional force. They are reptilian. They are something that are not human entirely, because they like to eat people. And that is, to me, I want to puke. It's gross. I don't give a shit if it gives me all the power in the world. I would never go there, because it would make me absolutely puke. But unfortunately, this is the type of cult that's been around since ancient days, since the Canaanite days, or even before that, the Zadokites and so forth. And they could be connected to some extraterrestrial belief system, which could be based upon Anunnaki, okay? And these are the people, or the cult, that is in control of the banking system and control of the elite, and maybe Illuminati or whatever, that want to control the people and hypnotize the people, like the celebrities. The celebrities have no idea what the hell's going on. They're being hypnotized, and they're throwing all these signs, these ritualistic occultic signs, and they have no idea what the fuck they're doing, okay? They're under hypnotism. They are under hypnosis by these elite few that are in control of the people. And therefore, they are, there's a really interesting guy that talks about this. His name is Mark Passio, and he really gets into it. He was a former Satanist, but I believe that the cult that he was a part of was very like a Levian type of cult. And it was more like, he said, it was for secret reasons. They wanted to keep everything secret because they wanted to keep the herd stupid, and they didn't want to share this knowledge. And that is not what I'm a part of, because if anything, I want to keep sharing my knowledge so I can help the people, you know, get back their power so they can be strong and they can friggin' defeat this mind control that's being played out, okay? So I think he had some type of abuse and that type of fanatical Satanism, okay, and so therefore he is painting it with his own perception. But he does mention, he's like, you know, there's many people that are Satanists, they don't even realize they're Satanists at all, it's because of the puppet masters, the elites are making people that way, you know, and they have no idea that they're even going that direction. And you can see that in the Super Bowl and with these celebrities doing their ritualistic work, and they do it because they are doing it to have power over the people so they can have more success and more abundance and fame, so the people can, you know, they take in all that energy from the people and they transmute it for themselves. You see what I'm saying? It's all magic. But if you are in control of your life and you can practice magic and the rituals of our ancestors, you would be in control yourself. You wouldn't even have to worry about the black magic that's being bestowed on the people, that's being bestowed upon you, on your media, on your TikTok, on your YouTube, or whatever the hell. You will always be in control because you know how to tap into that current to benefit you, okay? So now that I got that out of the way, I'm going to talk about black magic. I'm going to talk about how that other people can do black magic against you and not even realize that they're doing it. Okay, we call this the evil eye. Black magic is the certain evil eye. In Egypt, they believe in that very much, that if somebody, you know, has a lot, they got a lot of success, and then the evil eye is from somebody who's a friend or somebody that might know them and looks at them like, oh my God, you know, with jealousy and anger. That would be considered the evil eye, and therefore it would cause problems for the other people that are very successful, okay? And they wouldn't know how to protect themselves, so they're always at the mercy of the evil eye. Other people doing rituals at you because you're climbing in a successful way, or they just don't like you, or they're jealous, they will throw magic at you. They will contact their buddies or whatever in Africa, or, you know, whatever part of the world that's really good with magic, and they will do a lot of negative stuff. So I've been under that, what do you call it, I've been under attack for quite many years. And I believe it was after I went to Egypt, or while I was in Egypt, I was under a lot of attack. I ended up hurting my ankle, the same ankle in Egypt, which I hurt in Puerto Vallarta the year before. You know, all these negative things happening. And how I was able to counteract all of that was utilizing the power of radionics. And that is something my husband also creates. He makes radionics machines. If you look into that, radionics actually helps you to become a shield for anybody who wishes to target you, because all it does, it ricochets off of you and it hits them back. Okay, so I have been using radionics for many, many, many years. And I actually, you know, took a break from it for a little bit because I wasn't able to get it here in this country. I just didn't even think about it. And, you know, my family started falling ill. I mean, it was consistent. And I said, you know what? I know that we're being attacked. It's so obvious. So I got my radionics again. My husband makes it now and all that. And ever since I launched our radionics, we're completely safe and there hasn't been any problems. So yes, black magic is very real. Magic from other people that want to send you bad things. Even just a thought, a bad negative thought is considered black magic. And you get all the Christians that are very judgmental, the ones that are very judgmental, and they speak with serpent tongues, or you are in the devil, and you're, but yet they act like the devil themselves. It's really funny. It makes you laugh. But anyway, you have the power to combat that, and you have the power to put a shield around you. If it's nothing very heavy, not radionics, you can use something else, which is just the power of your mind, and you can connect with these egregores or these deities that can, you can believe that they can put something around you to protect you, okay? Or shield you, if you will. Especially, I mean, I say radionics is the best because we're getting hit, whether it's from other people, whether it's from the government, whether it's from something very sinister, the Illuminati, or whatever, these other satanic groups that wish to do to benefit them. We're under a lot of attack, especially during this time right now, which is in the March and April times, is extremely crucial because they're worshiping their deities to use to suck the life out of more people, out of the human population. So they're doing a lot of human sacrifices. So we counteract that by utilizing radionics, utilizing powerful magic to say, hey, you know what? I send it back. Send it right back at your ass. You know, and it's a wonderful feeling when you do, because you know that you're in control and you're in power and you're no longer at the mercy of other people's BS, enslavement, mind control, or magic. Because you're in control. You have the power. You have always been the God you've been waiting for. Okay? And that is very, very true. Until you realize who is really God, when you start to realize that you are the power, you will know. And I had this experience many years ago when I was taking Ormus. It's a liquid that my husband was making as well, some type of Ormus. Look into it. Look into what Ormus is and what it can do for you. I had a little sip of that, and all of a sudden, I had this vision. And I moved into, like, it was crazy. It was like after I was watching this mind movie of, you know, wealth and having good things in your life happen to you, all of a sudden, I started moving, my consciousness started moving like it was above my head. Or my third eye started opening up. And what I saw was a wake-up call. What I saw was like I moved into nirvana. I saw everything for what it was. And I laughed my butt off. I looked around me and I laughed my butt off. And I said to myself, I laughed. I said, oh my gosh, we are the creators of all of this. We are the politicians. We are the other Satanists. We are the ones that are creating all of this. We are feeding energy into this. And we are, basically, we are all one. Okay, that was my epiphany. That was the experience that I had. Since I had that experience, that's when I realized there is no outside of us. There's no out there. It is all inside of our mind. And yes, obviously we live in a hologram. I mean, this is the insight that I received, my illumination, when I received through this meditation with Ormus. Okay, I saw that we had everything to do with what's going on right now. We have everything to do with the politics. We have everything to do with the enslavement of the humanity. We have everything to do with it. And my question was, how the frick is that possible later on? And I realized it's because we're giving them the energy. We're giving away our energy to them. We're giving our energy away to these egregores as they are being above us, whether instead of us being above that, we need to realize that we are above all of this. And it's up to us to feed into that channel, okay? Because we can just turn our mind, we can just turn our heads away from that energy and say, you know what? We're no longer giving our power away to that. I'm going to turn my head around and go somewhere else, like turn the other cheek, like what Jesus said. I'm not going to give my energy and power to that. I'm going to turn the other way. I'm going to go somewhere else. I'm going to create my own reality, you see. And the problem is people are hooked on to the octopus. And the octopus has all these tentacles that are grabbing you. And what it is, they are movements. Movements like the QAnon movement. Oh, be part of this. Oh, yeah, Trump and Putin are together and they're for us. Yay! You know, it's bullshit. They're all part of the same branch. Whatever. All this information we're being told. All this movement crap. Anything that sucks the life out of you where you have to wait for some other hero to do it for you and do your push-ups for you, okay, that is where you need to pull away from. That is pulling you, your energy is being pulled away from you, okay? That's what I'm talking about. Call your power back. Call your power back now. Get your altar set up. Connect with these ancient gods or whatever beings that will help you to be better versions of yourself, to manifest the reality that you want. That's what I'm talking about. Quit giving your power away to other people, to other politicians, to other movements. You know, movements are fine as long as you have your own power. Always. And don't ever trust just anybody either. Be very, very careful giving your trust to anybody, okay? And I'll tell you, I was a victim when I was married to my first ex, and I gave, I, the moment I let my guard down, you know, I never really trusted him 100%. I just felt something, I couldn't trust him. The moment I let my guard down, I trusted his family and allowed him and to take my children from me. And without me knowing it, I just, okay, I'll go on a vacation. Yeah, sure. For 2 weeks to see my family, you know, my blood family. And lo and behold, right behind my back, they were fucking evil bastards. And they did what they did. And now my daughter's going through a lot of problems. You know, she's got abandonment issues, all because of the grandparents. They're the ones who fucked it up, not me. They had plans and ulterior motives. So I still live with that. I still dream about it. And I had a horrible dream last night. I'm going to be taking care of that pretty soon as a black magician. And trust me, I threw some shit at him, and you know, his parents no longer live anymore. They're gone. They are disappeared from this realm. Okay. And it, thanks to my magic, they needed to disappear from this fucking realm. They were not very good people. Okay, there were Freemason bullshit, part of that Freemason, but I realize I'm more powerful. But that son of a gun is still alive, and I'm going to have him suffer even more because he deserves it. He deserves everything, and I believe he's suffering still. He is suffering. But people like that, they need to suffer. They need to go through what they put me through. And it was mega mental mind control programming that was done. Don't worry, go out, go over there, go to the California, go see your family. It's okay. We'll take care of the kids. Yeah, they wanted the kids for themselves. That's what happened. Okay. So if I was in my power back then and did not put my guard down, I would have told them off. And I would have said, and I would have had a way of making money on my own without having to rely on his money. And because now, with all of that knowledge, with all the power that I have now, is because of that experience. Now, as a woman in my 40s, okay, very powerful woman who has made a lot of things happen in my life, put a stop to child support, actually put a stop to them, got my passport back. That's something many people can't do, okay? Now, if I were to go back then and see the old me back then, I would have told her, you know what, get your kids and get the fuck out of there. That son of a bitch is going to control you, and he's going to take your kids from you, okay? But it does suck. It's like, if you woulda, coulda, shoulda, woulda, right? But you know what? I had to go through that experience so I can be the badass woman that I am today. And I'll tell you, I am not a slave. I don't have to live under anyone's rules or regulations. I don't collect a paycheck, and he has all of that. He has to collect a paycheck. He works at a freaking, like an AutoZone. You know, he's got to live his life like that. A complete slave, and I don't. So to me, I pretty much won in that respect, you know. But like I said, and I've helped so many people for many, many years, so many people to try to gain their power back, to get their balls back, to stand their ground against this evil, if you want to call it evil, these nasty satanic people. These are the fanatic satanic agencies that are controlling the masses, okay? And these are the ones that are in high-end corporations. These are, many of these billionaires are in control to suck the life out of you. Now that's the Satanism, or whatever you want to call it, or Canaanitism or whatever, or cannibalism. That's what I'm talking about. That's what we have to be free from. And I did the best I could for so many years, but many people just don't get it. They don't get it. They don't realize that they are prey to these powerful predators, and they're just playing the game. Well, there's nothing I can do, so I'm just gonna go along with the program. Oh well, I made my bed and I'm gonna lay in it, you know, type of stuff. But I'm here to tell you, you're very, very powerful, and you can overcome that madness by utilizing the power of magic, by utilizing the power of these deities for many, many lifetimes ago. You have the power to combat all of that. And I use the power of magic too to combat the child support, to combat him as well. I won. Okay. But unfortunately, I always live with that feeling of guilt. Why did I believe my ex-husband? Why did I go on the plane when I was told to go on the plane? Why didn't I realize that there was something wrong, that he wanted me out so he can have an affair with my friend? Why? Why did I not question this? It's because I was afraid. I felt something was wrong, but if I would have said no, there would have been hell, because I had no control at the time. I was a housewife. I was being taken care of. You know, he had lawyers. He had lawyers in the family and all this bullshit. But if I would have had more power, and knowing I was in control magically and was more of a Luciferian, then I would have had his ass. Believe me. And I can still do it now, even better, now that my daughter's not in the way, not in living with him. I had to wait for that moment to really, really, really do what I have to do magically. So anyway, just wanted to wrap it up. I hope you enjoyed this show. And, you know, whatever you believe in, as long as it empowers you, then go with it. That's what I'm talking about. It doesn't matter if it's Jesus, if it's whoever. If it empowers you to have a better life, if it empowers you to be a better version of yourself, and you're doing wonderful things for yourself and for your family and people that you love, why not believe in something? It's the power of your belief that can move mountains with the belief of a mustard seed. I believe in that. In the Bible, it said that, right? So anyway, if you enjoy this podcast, awesome. Come check out our website, ravenmanshadowtemple.com. Come join our list, our news list, and subscribe. And I will be popping out more podcasts tomorrow night. I am going to be on freedomizerradio.com and at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, talking about some interesting stuff with my husband for about 90 minutes. It's more of a broader topic. You know, I only talk mainly about Luciferianism, magic, mainly on this podcast, because it's to bring more people that way. But I don't know. I don't know how Freedomizer would think about me really talking about magic. I just have to see about that. All right, guys. Take care. And if you still want to free yourself, get in the Silver Bullet Trust, which you should, to change your status from a slave, a groveling slave, to a freaking powerful being, okay? A powerful magician, a powerful diplomat, the Silver Bullet Trust is the way to go. Go to movingbeyondthematrix.com and click on Silver Bullet Trust, and you can find the information there. The Silver Bullet Trust is on sale with the e-course and the trust done for you for a very discounted low price, only until April 15th. So if I were you, take advantage, and the price will go back up again. All right, take care, everyone. Bye, and happy Saturday.